students of evil. He's the station dancer.
He's the devil's own garden game.
1010 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant live from Ticket Stock 2004.
Listen to the crowd.
In the
wow.
Year of our Lord.
Woo! Hey! Yeah, man.
I can see the entire Rant faithful has shown up today. Let's see. We're very appreciative of that.
Two, three,
don't,
five,
don't point
seven,
it out to the listener at home, Dave.
Nine,
let
10,
only us
12,
experience our failure.
14, 16. 16 people.
Of course, it's good to see old number 7 back with us.
No, that famous Yankee 7.
Yep.
Or is that a
three,
mule from
five,
Grizzly
11,
Adams?
Nine.
Number 7?
Remember Denver File? Wasn't that Grizzly Adams when he had the mule, number 7?
Gus? I don't know.
All right, well, screw me. All right, so we've got a lot of stuff planned for the show today. We, of course, have Davey's famous roving with the wireless microphone that we like to do here
it's not every year
here at Ticket Stock.
It's a tradition.
It happened once.
It's like Christmas.
It happened once like 5 years ago.
It's like Christmas, Dave.
No.
We have to do
people
it.
People expect it. Look at these people out there. That's why they're here.
Look how expectant they are.
They're here to watch you walk up to them and ask funny questions.
See, this is what I don't understand, Dave. If you excel at something, why wouldn't you want to do it?
You know I don't excel at that, and you're setting me up to fail.
No, you excel at the wireless microphone.
I can't talk to humans in a non-on-air circumstance.
But you remember the classic hands on a hard body interviews?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll replay those later, and we'll just relish in their greatness.
Surely
no.
Save those.
You're going to be out there with the wireless microphone. Like I say, it's tradition. It's once a year. It's like Christmas. How else are you going to commemorate the birth of our Lord if you don't take out the wireless microphone?
Good point.
All right, so we got that coming up. Also, Dave has an interesting tale of food poisoning last night.
Wow. No, not last night.
He's lucky
this
he's
week.
Here.
Yeah.
This week. You know, I've never gotten... I think I may have gotten the food poisoning once.
I was with you when you got it one time.
That was the only time I remember. And that's what food poisoning is. That's the worst thing ever.
Was it violent?
No, wait. Was that food
violent.
Poisoning or was that just general Mexico sickness?
I think it was food poisoning.
From those burgers we were eating?
Burgers, yeah. Those burgers that weren't cooked according to U.S. health codes. But, so we got Davey's story of that. Corby got drunk last night and stayed out till 3. Maybe we'll talk about that.
So did everyone.
I didn't. I had to go home and lay down my prayer mat.
You took me home.
I didn't drink. Whatever.
I'm proud of you, Davey, for not drinking. Stayed out till 3.
He didn't drink because he's been sick, but yet he stayed out till 3.
Just hoping someone would talk to him?
Yeah. He had a wireless mic just sitting there.
That wasn't broadcasting to anything or transmitting.
It's a lot easier to talk to drunk people, especially drunk girls, when you're totally sober.
Well, where was your wife during all this?
She was at home asleep.
She's passed on.
Oh, no. David, I'm sorry to hear about that.
No, she was passed out. She didn't pass on.
Isn't it weird, though, watching the metamorphosis of the drunk human?
Yeah. Watching the entire bar. Watching the entire bar.
Turn into a roach.
Just get S-faced over the course of 3 hours.
Yeah, and you're just kind of sitting there?
Yeah, it was weird. It was interesting.
Have you ever done that?
Not in a long, long time.
I've done that before, and you realize how stupid everyone looks.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's fun.
If it's not a reciprocal drunk going on, then I mean it's
you don't
like,
have any use for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean it's just
I'm not saying that I would want to do it all the time, but it was a nice change of pace. That's all. I felt like I wasn't an alcoholic for once.
Oh no, David.
Atta boy. Proud of you. Boy, everyone from the ticket was there last night.
And
you're talking about the Barley House after Ticket Stop.
Yeah. Reiner's band, Petty Theft played.
Man, everyone from the ticket was at Ticket Stop last night.
And we had a slew of P1s come out to see Petty Theft.
When I was at Barley House, it was packed, and there were a lot of P1s, like you said. And
lots of hot girls.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I think that's why I had to get out of there. I realized that nothing good could come from me sitting there drinking and looking at these women. And one in particular that was coming on to me, and I just had to get out of there.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I think I was in the vicinity
virginity?
No, I was in your vicinity the entire time you were there, and I did not see a single female talk
to you. That's because you were there.
Yeah.
And your force
when you're
field
around
I was cramping your style.
Yeah. When your anti-girl force field keeps them away.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That is weird. You know, maybe that's what... It's kind of similar to what Moses had with the Red Sea.
Uh-huh.
You can just part a room.
Yeah, it was proven at the Old Crow, New Year's of, like, 98.
Yeah.
Craig Miller and I went there, and I demonstrated my force field powers.
He just went and stood somewhere, and all of a sudden there was this perimeter formed of,
yeah,
like,
within
13
like,
feet.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, within, like, 2 minutes, I had, like, a three-foot perimeter.
That is so strange.
I know. People just are repulsed by him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, we have the news of the day that we have to cover. Did you guys see the paper today?
Yeah, and I have some wild and wacky international news.
What the hell's going on?
Announcements in-house. Oh, okay. Don't be distracted.
Hey,
be a professional.
Let me ask you this.
Barely.
Did some girl give me her phone number last night?
Yes.
Unprompted?
Yes. Well, I believe she was offering to give you a hookup. I don't know what that means exactly, Corby. Maybe you do.
I don't know. It was very odd.
So what was this? Some girl just walks up and hands you her phone number?
Yeah, and like... Gives,
no,
like,
no.
Puts it in my hand and closes
presses
my hand.
Presses it into your hand and then closes the hand lovingly?
Yeah.
She's giving you the black spot?
She was
I'm black.
19... And
19 clumsy child.
And we had other reports that she lies about her age and that she's actually 17.
Oh my God.
What's
she
doing at
the bar? That means I'm twice her age.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
So
gym room.
So a friend of ours took the phone number out of Corby's hand and ripped it up and put it into an empty beer bottle.
I bet you it was a gag. I bet you if you would have called it, it would have been that rejection line thing. You ever heard about that?
Is there a real phone number set up like that?
Yeah, like in every major city, there's a rejection line, and if someone asks for your phone number, you don't want to give it to them, you give it to them this number.
And you about, call up,
you have been
sorry, rejected. You have been rejected.
You've been given a fake phone number because the person wasn't interested in you and so on.
That's great.
That's a pretty good gag, yeah.
But I guess if you get it once, then the gig's kind of up.
You got the same number as old Stacy does.
Hey, country guy.
That's ironic.
How is it ironic?
Huh?
All right, so we are here at Ticket Stock.
Good reset.
Thank you. It's 10:18 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Still 6 minutes to break.
Boy, it seems like the crowd is really filing in now.
Yeah, apparently we got the same crowd that came to the Time Wasters last night.
I think we're up into the 20s now.
There's a lot of people here, Dave, here to
watch
the
rain.
Well,
no, I'm saying
they are drinking beer. It is.
Oh, my God.
8 a.m.
No.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? Right. All right.
It's 10:25. Well, not everybody's drinking beer, just those two guys.
I know. I'm not saying
those
everybody.
Three guys.
Those three guys. Sorry. We've got an MGD guy over there at the end. Did I mention that we set a beer sales record?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You want to guess how much beer we sold last night?
Did you get a number?
Yeah.
How much?
I got a dollar figure. I didn't get a, you know, beer count.
How much money did we make?
For Miller Lite?
We didn't make it. I think it's all Plano Center, isn't it?
Like Plano deserves any money.
They're hurting. Plano's hurting.
A horse's ass town this is.
Oh, my gosh. Corby, they're our guests.
Well, not everyone's from there. They drove in.
Huh?
We're their guests.
Oh, what did I say? They're our guests?
Yeah.
Well, that's cocky.
How much?
You haven't even given a guess yet. We're playing a guessing game, and
okay.
Your guess is
how much? How much? Just give it up. Lay it on me.
$10,000.
Wait, how much were beers?
Oh, what, $3?
How much are the beers?
$5.
$4? But they're the 16-ounces, right? Yeah. It's not bad.
I'm guessing $10,000.
Let's see, 1,000.
It's probably low, I don't know.
Probably $6,000.
$20,000 is what
it is.
What?
Wow.
Yahooty.
$20,000.
We have some drinking P1s.
Wow. Maybe that's why no one was into the show last night. They were in a stupor.
$20,000.
They stand up straight.
Yes, $20,000 is what I heard.
Wow, that's unbelievable. It's more than I make in a year.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's 10:20 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
You get time check every 2 minutes.
We're at ticket stock, and we got a lot planned for today. I don't know if you guys realize that.
What? You said that just a couple minutes ago.
We've got Antonio Bryant. He's signing autographs right now, as a matter of fact.
Hey, by the way.
Is he signing right now?
Yes, he is.
By the way.
Holy hell.
I don't say that. It's not holy.
What do you guys think of the new uniforms from the Ticket Chicks?
Which ones are they?
Well, they have multiple ones. They have the yellow tops. I've seen like the sleeveless.
I like the baby blue
tops.
Well, see, we've morphed from the cheerleader outfit, which was
good.
Terrible
riddance.
Terrible. It was embarrassing.
But a cheerleader outfit's a good idea, but I don't think we had the right cheerleader outfits.
No.
Just drop that idea completely.
We need a girl to come up to talk to about these uniforms, but now they're like spaghetti strap tight.
Oh yeah. Little tank top things.
Yeah. Yeah, like that girl over there. I don't know any of those girls anymore.
I don't think
anything.
Think
anything that man. Anything that displays the breast for me to see is wonderful.
Okay. Yeah,
that's part of that adopted thing, being weaned so early from your natural mommy.
I don't think I ever had a taste, actually.
Oh Lord, are you serious, Dave?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Think why would he?
They snatched me right from the womb and
they what?
Put me in a chimney.
Just stuff you in a chimney.
Get to work.
Little brush.
the infants do like the grout, you know,
on
the bottom.
Yeah, and the firebox.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
It
did you breastfeed?
10:22 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're here at Ticket Stock.
Were you a breastfeeder?
We want to make sure, I'll answer that here in a question form. Spring Creek Parkway and 75. Go east on Spring Creek Parkway, and Ticket Stock is on the right.
Hey, you'll see when you exit, you'll see Whataburger.
That's where Corby ate.
And you'll see.
Corby got so drunk. You know when you get drunk and you're hungover the next morning and you just crave fat? Well, Corby made us go through the drive-thru Whataburger, and he ordered a sack of cheese.
All right, got you, Dan.
Just something to weigh his stomach down.
I didn't know Whataburger had fried cheese, but they whipped it up for Corby.
Yeah, they did.
Right.
You take those American singles and drop them in the deep fryer. I'll be around
up.
In 2 minutes.
I got to do the rant.
So what are you eating this morning, Corby? I see you've got the box of fries.
Well, it seems that the fries are gone.
Oh, no, Corby.
Todd.
But you still got taquitos to go.
And
huh?
Well, I had one potato and egg taquito.
So you got a lot of starch today.
And there's one more to go. Yeah. I'm hungry. I didn't eat a lot.
Now, is this South Beach? Which one is this one?
This is the zone diet.
Oh, you're in the zone?
Yeah, taquitos and french fries. I mean, it works for some people. I'm not saying it works for everyone.
Well, you know what? It's sugar busters is what you're doing. There's not a lot of sugar,
right.
I guess.
Right.
A lot of starch that will be sugar, but not sugar proper. It's 10:23 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Let me tell you about some other things coming up today.
We've already done it.
We got Dan Campbell signing autographs from.
Why don't you tell people
to
how to get here?
Where's Antonio Bryant?
He's right over the
table. I think he's a
no-show. No, he's signing right there.
Oh. All
right.
Can he hear us?
I
think he can, yes.
The speakers
can,
aren't pointing that way.
If you hear us, drop a pass.
Can he hear us?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Okay.
It's 10:25. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
At 1 o'clock today, we have Brendan Morrow giving out autograph tickets for himself.
No. He'll actually be signing from 2 to 4.
He's signing from 2 to 4. We'll give out tickets to get his autograph at 1.
Did you say Dan Campbell?
Yeah, I already said Dan Campbell. And from 2 to 4, also, we have Cowboy cheerleaders out here signing.
Oh.
Hmm.
And hey, girls, listen up. Don't forget Aaron Downey. Autograph tickets will be given away at 2 p.m. today. So if you love the Desperado Dancers, be here from 4 to 6. They'll be signing autographs.
This is good radio.
Let me tell you about
right
what's
now.
Coming up tomorrow here.
Shut up. Coming up next, Dave tells a story of food poisoning and AIDS.
What?